Well, one of the things we've been doing for the about the last month has been a theme here at Summit Christian is thinking about our work and what it means to work as a Christian. And so last month I was able to preach a couple sermons on that. This last week or this week here now, if you're in a community group, work is going to be a theme in the Gospel Project. And so one of the things I wanted to do is to be able to have an interlude once in a while that we think about what work looks like. And so I'm going to bring Butch up this morning, and I'm going to just ask Butch a couple questions about his work and what it looks like to be a Christian in the job that he has. And then we're just going to pray for some of us as we go to work. So Butch, let's start off with this. Can you tell us just in about a minute what it is that you do? What's your job?
Well, I work for a construction company in Tacoma. We do large building demolition and we remove hazardous materials.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very straightforward. Thanks for that good answer. what in your workplace, what's sort of one of the biggest things that you face sort of as a challenge or a hardship in what you're doing?
I think in the early years it was learning to trust God, because obviously in construction it's job by job. So when one job's finished, you got to rely on the next job. So as the years have progressed, it's taught me and my wife to lean to trust God. For 30 years, work has always been there. We've always had a home, always had food, clothes. And then the other part would be, I think, the unusual work schedule. It's from days to nights to weekends, being gone. In the early years, it was hard, but now we've learned to deal with that on a daily basis, and we're grateful for the work and not to complain about it. So, but still do at times, but try not to.
Yeah, and I know that even this morning you got a Band-Aid on your finger there.
That's from Roger.
Oh, okay. I know that even just in the last few months, it's like every couple Sundays I talk to you, you've got, you know, either a cut or your back is killing you. So tell us just a second about like the physical toil of your job.
It can be very difficult from stress to the physical part. To be honest with you, I do like that. I sleep well at night. I'm not worried about so much a lot of mental stress, like behind a desk all day. I do have a stress related in it, obviously, but a lot of it's more safety related stress.
Yeah, good. Now tell us, you know, what does it look like to be a Christian demolition supervisor? You know, what does it look like? How does the gospel change the way that you work, the way that you do your job?
I think now, at the age I'm at now, and I am a project manager, so I oversee quite large projects at times, and they can be very dangerous. So for me to show the love of God to the guys, obviously we don't have a lot of time to sit and talk about gospel-related things because we're there, we're going, and we have a very tight time frame. So to me, it's making sure my crew is always safe. All aspects that I can do to protect them, from fall hazards to being 90 feet in the air on a lift to pulling down concrete slabs, whatever it is, that I think of their safety first. And then when I do something, if I have someone that's less experienced, I'll usually do the work, because I couldn't live with myself if they got hurt because they didn't have the experience, because I didn't want to get in there and do it. And I think through that, over the years, the guys have seen that it's a way for me to show love to them through Christ by thinking of them first, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Butch shared that with me several weeks ago, it was just to me such a picture of the gospel, of the way that Butch lives at work, actually substituting him in place of these young guys to take the risk of these hard jobs and risk his own safety so that these guys can be safe. I mean, that's what Jesus did. And so it was such a cool picture of the gospel. What, even though you're not able to share all the time verbally with these guys, you are actually being Christ to them in their world. And that was amazing. I get shivers just thinking about that. So very cool. Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like everybody that is in a trade type of job, you know, whether it's construction or whether it's, you know, some other type of a trade job, I'd like you to stand up, and we're just going to pray right now for all of you that are in that type of workplace, and just that God, you know, transforms your work in many ways. So thanks, you guys. All right, Butch, come over here. I'm going to put my hand on you. And would someone just, you know, if you're close by one of these guys, just lay your hand on them as we just pray for them in their workplaces. God, we thank you for these guys that you have called to their specific mission fields, the construction world. And Lord, we pray that you would protect them, that you would keep them safe in the jobs that they do. Lord, help them to sense daily, even in the grind of their work, that you have a purpose for what they're doing that goes even beyond just making money. It's a purpose to live out Christ in their workplace and to glorify you in often the most mundane tasks. And yet there's that chance to glorify your name and worship you. It's that Romans 12 thing, offer their bodies as living sacrifices. And so, Lord, bless them, keep them, and allow them chances to bless those they work with. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.